Hi, I'm Nicole.
And I'm Monica.
And we're two fangirls who like to talk about media and knit. This is our podcast, While We Were Knitting. This month, we watched Our Flag Means Death, our second installation of being gay on ships during the Age of Sail, only more explicitly, which is always a great thing. It's about Stede Bonnet, who left his life as landed gentry to become a pirate and gets involved with the famous pirate Blackbeard. While watching, I knit Fred and George's Socks by Rosemary Waits.
And I knit the Love Note sweater by Tin Can Knits and the Foliage Hat by Irina Dmitrieva.
I am so obsessed with your Love Note sweater, Monica. I wish I understood better how to make different pictures appear because it's so pink and it looks great. But okay.
It's done. It is all done. I redid the neck, I redid the sleeves. It is done.
Did you know anything about this series coming into it besides that it was about gay pirates? Because that's all I basically knew.
So here's the thing. I thought it was about gay pirates the same way Supernatural is about a hunter and a gay angel. So I thought it was going to be queer baiting all the way through. It was not. And so there it was. And I screeched out loud. Cats went running. I was like, oh my God, no, it's real. Did not see that coming. Not for a second. So yeah, I really thought it was gonna be, oh, hint, hint, oh, they joke, people are joking about them buggering. Oh no, real deal. Wow. Did not expect that at all.
No, it was like pleasantly surprising how, like, I knew it was a queer, like, there were canonical queer relationships. I was like, oh, I didn't realize there would be like multiple ones of those. That's cool.
I mean, there's the crew members, there's, non-binary Jim. I was like, oh, I'm all for this. This is awesome.
Yes. I also thought it was very funny that they chose as their first name, as their like disguise slash permanent name, Jim, when their second name was Jimenez. I'm
Oh,
like,
I
that's
didn't
a
even
funny
think
little.
about
Yeah, I was like, that's
that.
really funny. They were like, what's your first name? And they were like, Jim. Yeah.
Yes. No, that did not even occur to me. You are correct.
As you know, I am very bad at listening to things, so I always have the subtitles on. So like once you see Jim Jimenez, you're like, oh, okay. I see what you did there. And it's
Yes.
funny.
Yes. And Spanish Jackie, who has 19 husbands and is not Spanish.
Okay.
The
Like they
characters
chose.
are amazing. Izzy, who is such a little asshole
Oh my
and
God.
bizarre voice. Oh.
It's so fun. I think there's sometimes you can tell when people are just having the time of their lives on a project, and you're like, so many people are having the time of their lives shooting this series.
The funny thing is, if this had not been so highly recommended, and if we had not watched it for this, I probably would have noped out after the first two episodes.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I'm very sensitive to secondhand humiliation comedy.
Sure.
And that's basically what the first two episodes are. They're basically like, Steed has no idea that everyone is like making fun of him and talking about him behind his back, and he's this like completely ridiculous fop who is out of his element and has no idea he's out of his element, and everyone is giggling at him behind his back. And then it got so much better, and I am glad that I watched it. I really enjoyed it. I'm glad, I'm glad I stuck with it. But yes, if I had started watching it for myself, I probably wouldn't have watched past the first couple of episodes.
Yeah. Well, I was watching the first 10 minutes and I found the first 10 minutes like very twee. And I was like, oh no, have I recommended a bad series to Monica? I was like, oh no. And then like I think once I got past the like, okay, we kind of are settling in. And I think as the series went on, I continued to like settle into like, what are we trying to do here? And like got some of that.
Like after the third episode, I was like, okay, third, I think is it the third episode where is the introduction of Blackbeard? I can't remember, it's third or fourth. Yeah. I was like, okay, I can kind of see where this is going. And by the sixth episode, I'm like really into it. And by the eighth episode, I'm going, oh. So it definitely grew on me in a really good way.
It cramps a lot in because it is not long. These are little half hour episodes that they're, putting out there, and you're like, wow, you covered a lot of ground in that time.
I also didn't realize that because I thought the episodes were much longer than they were. And it, in fact, it was only when one of my Discord members was like, oh, yeah, you know, it'll be really quick. It's just 5 hours. I was like, no, it's 10 hours. And she's like, no.
No. No. But I love that. I love that they decided, like, in a lot of ways, they're really tackling a lot of sitcom tropes. They're like, we are going to do a sitcom. It's about gay pirates, but we're doing all the tropes. It's like, your ex is back in town and he sucks. Yeah. And like, we're going to party and we thought these people were cool, but they're actually mean.
Yeah.
And just like all this nonsense where you're like, oh, this is sitcoms. This is.
Oh yeah. No, when Calico Jack shows up, I'm like, oh, I know where this is going.
Calico Jack killed Carl.
I know. And Olivia got her revenge. It was very entertaining. I didn't binge it. I ended up watching it sort of like two episodes at a time, but it would have been very easy to just sit and watch the whole thing.
Oh yeah, for sure. No, that's what I ended up doing, was just sitting down and watching the whole thing. Actually, it's funny because I was rewatching today because I watched it a while back and I'm like, let me refresh my memory. And I did skip those first two episodes and I was just like, I'm just going to go into the middle ones where it gets good.
See, it's not just me then, because I was like, ooh. Yes, if I watched it again, it got better with the whole, like, once Steed sort of started showing that he's not just a, you know, I mean, he still is. He remains so until the end of time. Like, he is made better by his interactions with his crew. Like, when he kicks Izzy off the ship for like killing Carl, I was like, you go, man. Yeah.
One of the things that I did find very refreshing is I do feel like this show understood that Steed was a bad husband and a bad father.
Oh my God, yes. Oh, he was awful. Yeah.
And like, it was like pretty clear-eyed about that. And like, part of it was like, they were not very, like, Mary and Steve were just not good to each other, like, writ large. You were like, these people should not be married to each other. But Mary was at least trying to make the effort of like, okay, she's like, I guess we're stuck here. Let's figure out how to do this. And then she was enjoying her widowhood so much.
I know, like, she's painting nudes rather than awful lighthouses and like having shows, and she has her like crew of girls, like the widow with an eye patch.
Listen, when she got her like little dagger out and was about to stab him, I'm like, listen, I think I support you. Like, hopefully you won't actually have to stab him, but I think I support you in this case.
Yeah, because him like just waltzing into her life, I was like, I don't know, man.
She was so much happier with you, like, you gone, and you were so much happier to be gone. I mean, it was a shitty thing to like leave in the middle of the night and only leave a note. Like, that was a shitty thing, but like, clearly these were two people who should not be married to each other.
Yeah, no, it is 100% true that they should not have been married to each other. He knew that he was unhappy with his life. I don't think he really understood until he came back just how bad he was for her.
Like, I do appreciate that at the end, he was like, I'm going to make it right, and then I'm going to go back to my life that I want to be living. Because that idea of, like, we only have one life.
Spend
it with Ed.
Yeah. And you know what? The fact that he pulled off an amazing fuckery at the end, I was like, you know what? You go, man.
Good for you. I like how he's like, I don't want anyone to be like, oh, maybe he survived. He's like, no, real dead. Real dead.
Yeah. But, like, and it was so much. It was like getting attacked by the wild cat and then run over by a carriage and then a piano falls on him. I was like, you know what? You did good.
No, and then he's like, now I need to go find Ed, who's like really going through some things.
the loss of, like, I'm not into beards as a general rule. I'm not really into like a huge amount of facial hair. He totally made it work, and him shaving it off was not an improvement. No, I was like,
You're like, he's naked. Should I do this?
I'm like, I don't know if I support this, but oh dear. I didn't recognize him when he first popped up. I was like, oh, other retired pirate. Okay.
No, I recognized him all at once, and I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, what has he done?
Yeah. one of my friends suggested, and I was like, no, that would have been actually a very good bit. If he went back to ship, they were let the ship in originally, they were just like, who's that? Like,
right?
Without the beard, I was like, that would be very funny.
But yes, no, I did very much enjoy it. Even though I can only remember about half their names, I really liked that his crew in the beginning was like, yeah, no, we're just going to mutiny. And then after a while, they were like, they didn't just buy into Steed. They bought into his like whole thing about on this ship, you know, we talk about our feelings and they're there cheering on Ed while he's singing his sad songs and wanting to do a talent show and being really upset when like Carl's bird dies. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, these are good dudes. I mean, well,
you know,
I don't know if that, and you know what I mean.
More or less. They're trying.
Yeah.
My favorite in the entire cast was definitely Frenchie, because he's the one who's constantly like, so cats are evil because science. And he was like, actually, this is Prince Aziz of Egypt, and I am his viceroy. I was like, sold. That's the guy. That's my fave.
Oh my god, that was a great scam. the pyramid. I was like, oh, Jesus.
They're selling them all half a pyramid.
They're selling them half a pyramid. And then the Nigerian prince at the end, I was like, oh my god.
It's so good. So.
It is. It's really good. It's really clever. I do not know how they're going to match it with the second season, but I guess we'll see.
I'm interested in finding out.
Yeah.
One of the interesting things was, and this was kind of set up and then kind of paid off, but I was like, I wonder if they're going to return back to this when he's like, oh, I haven't actually killed anybody myself since I like killed my father when Ed says that. And then the next one, he's talking to Calico Jack and he's like, yeah, I set that ship on fire. And Steve's like, I thought you hadn't killed anyone. He's like, well, the fire killed them.
I'm I didn't kill them. The fire killed them.
I suspect there might be several more caveats in that kind of future. And like, I just kind of went with it when they said it, because this series is so patiently and obviously like in this other universe that has almost nothing to do with ours, that I was like, yeah, sure, the fire has never killed anyone since his father. I believe you. Tell me more.
Yeah, sure. He's got this crew of bloodthirsty dudes. So, you know, one thing I did notice is that it got a lot less graphic about the violence in the second half of the series. In the first, half of this, well, I guess he did cut off Izzy's toe and feed it to him. But, like the whole like spurting blood, limbs flying, etc., was people falling on their swords and them going through their heads. It was definitely a lot more explicit in the first half, and like explicit violence doesn't normally bother me, but I was like, oh, that's a lot. Well, it is an HBO series, but yeah, that a lot of that went away towards the second half of the season, because it was the second half got a lot more domestic, if that makes sense.
Well, there was the funny part where the admiral's brother, the other admiral, I don't remember, like accidentally shoots himself.
Yes.
I was like, oh my god, again.
Right. I was like, wow, Steed has killed two twins in the same way, accidentally.
Next season, his triplet.
I was like, is there another brother involved in this situation? There must be.
There, you know, there's King George is still hanging out, so you've got another one that you can throw in there.
Well, so that's what I was wondering. I was, because they both fled the Grace. What is it called? They're supposed to be off hunting, you know, going to war against the Spanish. Yeah, like, is the British Navy going to come after them again? Probably, because plot. Yeah. Yes. So
they've been signed for a second season.
Exactly. So there must be another brother.
Yeah, there must be another brother or something else. I do think this ultimately ends with Bolu in charge.
I hope so.
Yeah. I was like, this is clearly the person who should be in charge. And all the rest of the crew is like, yeah, no, that's correct. This is who should be in charge.
Yeah. No, correct statement. Olu should, in fact, be in charge. I'm glad that everyone recognizes that Steed is going to have, we'll see.
Steed can just do something. It's very funny because they're like, oh, we're on a boat. I'm like, none of this actually works like a boat. Like, it's very funny. And I'm like, that's fine. That is not what the series is doing. The series is not giving me realism. Yeah. I'm like, but Steve could probably just go happily live somewhere else. Maybe have like a little boat that they go out on.
everyone always points out how absurd it is that he has this like library and wardrobe ownership. It is very much the canon opposite of, you know, Master and Commander, where though they did do the whole like fine dining thing, but there it was very clearly fine dining, like crammed into this space and intentionally made that way to simulate gentry, whereas Steed's whole life is about this like gentrification and his libraries and etc. So they're not wrong when they say that Steed is not meant for this life at all. He is not. He is absolutely not. What he's meant for, I'm not actually sure, but he is not meant for that life. So yes, you are correct. I think he would be perfectly happy in like a giant beachside cabana with like books and a wardrobe.
But yeah, no, I'm very interested to see where they're going next season when they've got half the crew stranded on a desert island. And then
on a very small island.
Lucien got tossed overboard.
Yes.
Frenchy was retained for his sewing skills.
Yes.
And then Jim was retained because Jim's the only one who's even remotely deadly and competent.
Yeah, you know, if I were going to keep anyone out of that crew, that I think that would be inaccurate. Yeah.
I really loved when we did the like back to your childhood home episode with Jim and the nun. That was
Nana.
Amazing. She's like, you're here to worship God and vengeance.
Yes, the killer nun. Yes.
Where did you get all your skills, Jim? From the nun. I also like when Nana was like, are you living in sin with this man? And Jim just like, he speaks Spanish.
I know, it was so good. Yeah, I mean, I honestly wish I do hope at some point we find all of the crew's backstories, because you just know they're all gonna be a little bit bonkers.
Yeah, for sure. No, I am very excited to get into it about every single one of these weirdos.
Yeah, yes, they are bizarre and I'm all for it.
Yeah. No, my favorite, one of my other favorite lines was when they're like planning a mutiny and they're like, no offense, Lucien, but we don't want Pete to be in charge either. And he's like, no, 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 that's fine. I agree. I love him. I love the man, but like leadership's not his forte. Like,
yeah.
This is so good. Yes, this is so funny.
Yes. And it's also the fact that Lucien was like drawing nudes of all of these guys. And everyone was like, yeah, all right.
Yep. I love that they got me rooting for Black Pete and Lucien. I was just like, you know, you kind of start off and you're like, oh, this unpleasant little man. And then you're like, no, I want him to be happy. I want him to be happy.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. Because Lucien is sort of horrid in the beginning. You're like, I don't know. Okay, throw him overboard. But like when he actually gets thrown overboard, I'm like, I'm hoping he gets rescued. How? I'm not sure. I'm hoping he will. This does seem like the kind of show where theoretically someone could actually like die and not make it out.
And then from like go, you're rooting for Pete. Well, not for Pete. Well, I was, once they set it up, I was rooting for Pete and Lucien, but like also rooting for Jim and Olu. I was like, I hope you crazy kids figure your stuff out. And then they did.
And they did. They did. Yeah. No, I am very happy with the like how the relationships turned out, even though I did not actually realize that that was going to happen in any way, shape, or form. But yes, in a lot of ways, it is kind of the opposite of Master and Commander in that way.
I think if there was one thing I would knit, and I'm saying this because I actually saw a pattern for it, is somebody has put out a pattern for Ulu's hat, a little like white and geometric orange with a little like tassel on the back. I was like, oh,
I didn't even think of that. I was thinking for Master and Commander, I thought I was going to knit. I was like, oh, you know, I would knit a very plain, strong rib whaling hat. I would probably still knit a strong rib whaling hat, but I would do it in like neon gradient. Yes, I do love me a neon.
You love a neon, and the show loves colors. The show is like, this man not only has a closet on the ship, he has a secondary secret closet.
Yes. He has a hidden closet.
The part where he like pulls a little thing and they're just in there and he doesn't know that Ed is Blackbeard. And then it's like, oh, I'm Blackbeard. It's like,
I know. He's like, oh, you have all some stuff. I was like, that also not the reaction I expected.
Yeah. No, it's very good. I really ended up enjoying myself a lot.
I did too, and I'm glad I. Oh, one thing. Speaking of closets, when he comes out to Mary, I was like, oh no, this is gonna be. And then her response is, oh, that's wonderful, and to hug him, I was like, did not see that coming. Oh my god, I'm so heartwarmed.
Yeah, no, it's just like a really heartwarming little story. Like, it's nice. It's just nice. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, I was seeing this conversation go by before I had actually watched them. They were like, I was worried that it was going to just like not basically get any fic just because like the canon does the thing. Yeah. Like, you don't need to like, and then they were like, and then I got to the last episode and everybody was starts like, oh, we need to fix this.
Yeah. So. Yeah. You know what? I can see how there would be end of season fic.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. And I can also see how there's a lot of fan art. Probably.
Yeah.
I haven't gone looking, but I'm sure there must be a lot of fan art. But yeah, it is the kind of thing where I probably wouldn't go looking for fanfic for it, just because, yeah, it does the thing, and it does the thing very, very well. And there's going to be a second season. So I'm like, yeah, you know, all right, I'm okay waiting for that.
The one thing I will note is like when they actually kissed, I was like, oh yes, they're going to kiss, they're going to do the thing. And then I was like, oh no, this is a very bad kiss.
It was a terrible kiss.
I was just like, is this because you're both straight? Like, what's going on? Like, well, not both, the actors are straight. I'm like,
yes.
Like, what, how did you get this so bad? Why is it bad?
Yes, I wrote it off to them both being very awkward characters, but yes, it really was a terrible kiss.
So hopefully yeah. They will up the level of their kissing, because like, it's apparently a lot of the fanfic is Ed Izzy instead of Ed Steed, and I'm like, yeah, ooh, I can see why. Ooh. That well,
I can see that too, but ew, I do, I am not a fan.
I don't know, I like an angry little man. I do like an angry little man, so
I like an angry little man, but I'm not yeah, that's no, that is not my thing.
Yeah, that's fair. No, I was just like, I could see why people would be into this. I have not read anything yet, but I was like, yeah, I can see why this would be the most popular pairing, because Steed is not like, they're very clearly like into each other, but you're also like, this man has two children, but has he actually figured out how to do sex?
Also probably not, but I also don't find Steed an attractive character as much as I enjoy the story. I don't find him attractive emotionally, and I don't find him attractive physically, but that's a me thing. He fits well into his position in the story.
I'm looking forward to seeing where they take it, especially with like where they ended in the end of the series, where everything's kind of blown up in a pretty drastic way.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah. I'm here for sure. I am into the canon couple as far as that goes. Do I want to imagine or see them having sex? I don't really. I am okay with not, but
no. They're going to have to improve their kissing skills for me to want that.
Right, exactly, exactly. I do think they have very cute chemistry, but yes, that was not good.
No, it's one of those things where like I have been through enough things that I could talk. I'm like aware of my ability to like talk myself into almost anything, and like given enough time, I could talk myself into this and like being into it. But I'm like, I would like to see a little more chemistry.
Yes,
on the kissing front before I like go through that effort of talking myself into it.
Yeah, agreed.
It's one of those things where it's very well and very obviously constructed around that love story.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this entire series is built to give you, the audience, a reason to root for these two characters to get together.
Yeah. Yes. And you do. You do. Well, I mean, I did. I certainly rooted for them to get together. And I believed the romance. I believed that they were good for each other.
Yes.
Which is not always true for romances.
No, I definitely believe that. The part where Lucian was like on the island with them when they were like looking for the oranges because the Swede had scurvy was like, and they're like doing something and he looks over and he's like just like looking at them with this expression of like, what the F is going on here?
That's so good.
Yeah.
That's right, because Steed was picking bits of food out of, because he tried to guide Blackbeard in picking the bit of food out of his own beard, and he couldn't do it, so Steed started doing it for him, and like Lucien's watching this going, the fuck, and that was definitely when I was still like, oh my god, the queer baiting, it's a little much, isn't it? But no, it wasn't baiting.
Thank you. I to imagine if I had been watching it without any preparation, would I have looked at that and been like, when would I have realized I am not being queer baited? They are doing the thing. And I think that would have been the moment. Because when other characters start noticing what's going on in a non-humorous fashion, you're like, oh, I see.
That, you know, that's a really good point. I don't think I've ever actually seen that in a show. So, but yes, that is an excellent point. The fact that everyone else was like, when Calico Jack is like, hey, you know, are you guys buggering each other? And I was like, really? Really? And yeah, okay, yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah, they eventually got there. They eventually got there. It took them a second.
They did. Mm-hmm. And then they were promptly separated in the way of TV. Yeah.
Well, they both had unfinished business to attend to.
Yes.
Like, quite. Thematically, it made sense that they were like, that Steve was like, I need to go deal with this thing. And that Ed needed to deal with.
Or not deal with, because he's not dealing so good.
Yeah. Well, he needed to figure out what's going on in his life.
Yes. He needs to go feel his feelings, and he is feeling them very hard.
Yeah. He's having a lot of feelings. It was very good. I really enjoyed it a lot.
Yes. I love that he built a blanket fort when he was feeling sad. Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta go build a blanket fort and feel your feelings.
It's true. I do not love that he threw all of Steed's books overboard, though. If he was going for a ridding the place of Steed's influence, that was, yeah, okay, fair enough.
Yeah. That was honestly such a great living room. I like looked at that space and I was like, I could live there. I mean, not on a boat. I wouldn't do well on a boat, but like if you took that space and put it on land, I'd be interested.
I could totally live on that space in a boat.
Mm-hmm.
As you pointed out, none of that could possibly be a real space.
No, because there was that one flashback where the naval dude, the first one, is making fun of him because he's like, doesn't it constantly fall off the walls?
Yeah.
And like, that was the one reference we had to it. And then we're just like, nope, won't be thinking about any of this going forward.
Nope.
Like, sure.
A couple of people call attention to it. Izzy calls attention. Well, mm-hmm. Izzy. A couple of people, I think, point out just how ridiculous it is to have a library on a boat, especially since they are lit by firelight and candlelight. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, Ed, when he's first in the thing, but Ed finds it delightful that Izzy, that Steed has this insane setup. Ed is like, oh, you're insane. And I want to know more about that situation.
He definitely is intrigued to a weird and creepy degree in the beginning.
Well, he's so bored. Like, that's the thing that makes the two of them perfect for each other. They were both trapped in these lives that they were bored and dissatisfied with. So they were like, how do we escape that? And how do we get ourselves a better life?
Yeah.
And Skeed kind of gets to that place, but then he is thwarted by the British Navy, question mark. And then Ed is like, oh, I can escape. But like this escape that he found isn't a real escape. So they still need to like figure out where they're headed.
Right. They have a lot to figure out. Mm-hmm. I'm also curious how many of the recurring characters are going to be coming back in the next season.
If they don't bring Spanish Jackie back, I riot. Because
they have to bring her back. She's awesome.
So much more about her and her being 18. Husbands? Question mark?
17? I've run out. I've lost track of how many of them have died. Yeah. Oh, wait. Yeah. No, it must be 17 because she killed the other one.
Mm-hmm. Well, she had 19 because Jim killed one in vengeance for her father. And then Geraldo, Jackie shot Geraldo. So that's down to 18, I guess.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unless she's misplaced one or forgot about the other one getting killed. But
it's true. Yeah. The jar of noses. There are just so many like tiny crazy little details. You're like, why? Yeah. So unnecessary, but yet so hilarious.
Oh yeah, no, it's real good. Leslie Jones was just having the time of her life. Yeah. And it was like, that's exactly like, I just want to watch this woman have a blast.
I don't know if there's a bloopers reel somewhere, but I definitely want to see a bloopers reel because there were very obviously times where I was like, how exactly is the crew keeping a straight face while they're doing this thing?
I was watching the fuckery scene and I literally laughed so hard I cried.
It's amazing.
Yeah, when the Swedes start singing, they're like, and the student's like, that's our little Nordic angel. And I was just beeping at them. And we should like chopped off his own finger and you're like, oh my God. Oh, this should man. be horrifying, but instead it's comedy.
Right, right. The cats. The cats. I am the lord of the cats.
Oh, God. Oh, so good.
The characters are very consistent in their idiosyncrasies, which I appreciate.
Yeah, for sure. And then though, like the flag with the cat comes back.
I know, and it's always that flag. They made so many flags, and it's always that flag, and it's always like blood soaked. And there's absolutely no reason for it to be blood soaked, because the only one who died was like Captain Benjamin, and he died by falling on his sword.
Oh, what a show.
It is crazy, and I would watch the last 7 episodes again, I think.
Almost, you know.
8 episodes, yeah.
Well, last year, that's only 4 hours of TV. You can sit down and
that's
do
true,
that.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, it's exciting. So next month, we're going to watch, Monica, something that you recommended. So I am not very knowledgeable. Oh, about, I forgot to ask. How did the watching go with your knitting?
The watching went pretty well with my knitting, because a lot of my knitting was just plain stockinette in the round, mm-hmm. other than lace bits, and the lace bits are pretty easy. When I was unpicking the sleeves and unpicking the neck, it did not go well, because that was actually like, yeah, that part did not go well. Mm-hmm. And so I ended up putting it down so I could enjoy the last couple of episodes, because those were the ones I really wanted to focus on. And there were too many times where I would have to stop and rewind just because I was looking down at what I was doing. But for the actual knitting part, it went well. But how about you?
It went good. The Fred and George socks are just like a pair of striped socks. You're just doing like 2 stripes, one color, 2 stripes, another. Uneventful knitting with an eventful show. So that was a good combo for me. And then next month, we are going to be watching G.I. Joe Snake Eyes.
I'm so excited. Sorry.
No, I'm glad we're excited, because this is the one where you were like, I really want to watch this. And I'm like, I don't know anything about G.I. Joe. I look forward to learning about G.I. Joe.
Yes,
you will tell me about G.I. Joe.
Yes. I'm very excited to see what this particular movie does with the like G.I. Joe canon. I find Ken Golding amazingly hot. I think it will be very enjoyable.
Even before you mentioned this, I was aware that G.I. Joe had come out, basically because I was like, oh yeah, Henry Golding is quite attractive. And that's why I did.
Yes.
Well, in that case, we will see you all next month. Bye.
Bye.